Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
How you do that there? Yeah, you know what time it is.
All week, huh?
Yeah, you know what time it is with this guy.
I know, he's decked out. It's Tuesday. He's in there with his Tecmo Bowl Saints shirt.
And his team stinks.
His Saints bandana. Yeah, but you know what? That's all right.
Straight garbage.
Saw that.
You ride with them when they're good.
Your school game day is going to... LSU.
Are they?
Yeah, okay. LSU, Alabama, LSU is this week. I was surprised.
It's a big game.
Yeah, it is. I was just wondering if they were going to go there or go to the but Georgia's been on twice already.
Okay.
Yeah. So this would be, I think it's Alabama's second time.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Georgia's been on twice, and they've both been road games. Yeah, obviously, Alabama and Texas, and this one would be two because it's in Mississippi. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe if Tennessee can keep playing good and Georgia,
I think that one
will be in Athens.
Yeah, I think it'll be there.
That would make sense.
I think it'll be there, man. But, yeah, we talked game because it was crazy last week, and we just talked about the whole J.C. Kelce thing with his. Because when I was looking at the Monday Night Countdown show and he had a suit on, I was like, he's going to have to apologize for something, isn't he? And obviously, he apologized for the incident. He didn't apologize to the dork.
Good.
He apologized about the incident and everything. And I was like, apologize what?
So, yeah, people don't know. Yeah, like, he was, what game was he at?
He was at the Penn State.
Oh, he was at the Penn State High State game. Yeah. Okay. And he was walking in the stadium, and some dork said something totally disrespectful to him because people think life is the internet. The internet has tricked people into thinking that they can say stuff like that in real life. And he's lucky Jason Kelce didn't smack him.
But that's what I'm saying.
Because he should have.
You ain't got you. First of all, if you're gonna talk trash to anybody in public or say something derogatory about somebody they love, you gotta be prepared to get mud stomped, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't prepared, so he don't want no squabble.
No, he thought it was just a little cute, fun thing to do.
He.
Yeah.
But
record this. I'm gonna say this totally disrespectful thing to this giant guy.
He took that man's phone. Uh-huh. Threw it on the damn ground and then said what? And that dude didn't do nothing.
Exactly.
Let you know that your ass can't squabble.
Yeah, exactly right. Right? Exactly
you
right.
You can't squabble.
Because what would have happened if you would have done something? He got knocked out smooth, one punch.
This man had a beer and a case under his underarm walking.
Yeah.
And you think he ain't going, boy.
It would have been over before it started.
It would have been over before it started, man. Yeah. That was that fight. And then I need you to watch the video because I don't know what them people said to them policemen down there in Jacksonville for the Georgia-Florida game. All I know is somebody was wearing that ass whooping, Andy. And I was like, what the hell did he say? Because there were two of them. And they would, I mean, just like, was that a public intoxication ass whooping?
I'm assuming that those guys had to have touched the cop.
Something.
Did something or thrown something at him.
I saw was the ending of the wailing. So yeah, I'm like, you what?
That's a Georgia fan.
There was a Florida fan too.
Okay. Like, so this is what I'm seeing as a Georgia fan.
What led to that?
The guy was clearly very drunk and saying some stuff he shouldn't have said.
Yeah.
He got to meet the left hook a couple times.
Like,
good
damn,
Lord.
He was clocking
him. Also got the handcuffs in his hand, so that probably adds a little extra to it. Wow. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And here's one with the floor.
Yeah.
Whoa, he's pummeling that guy.
Yeah.
Wow. My guess is, and I don't know.
If you can't squabble, don't just underestimate the fact that you might get messed up.
Yeah, no, this is something that I've believed for a very long time. We've said on this show many, many times, there's too many people walking around life without a healthy fear that they might get punched in the face. You think that for whatever reason, that because of this age we live in where sometimes you can comment on the internet or be anonymous or whatever, anonymity in some parts of life has given people this false sense of security.
Yes.
That just a nice, just a good solid left hook will remind you that you're
yes.
not.
Yes. Like,
you need to get punched every once in a while
every
if you're acting like that.
Man. Every day. No. I mean? All the time.
Oh, just everyone?
Every time. Every time you go out there with your non-squabbling self, thinking that you're going
to. Hopefully my getting punched days are over.
And hoping that somebody will get to him before he gets to you.
That's the thing.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Like, you're like, somebody
please,
will stop him.
Somebody will stop him. God. I'm sure nobody's going to let him kick me in the face at all. And then once you land on the ground and you look at them clouds, like, where were y'all?
Yeah, you're just like, looking at the bottom of the Timberland.
But that's one of the things where your boys be sitting there looking at you like, you started.
You asked for it.
You started.
You asked for it. And sorry, yes. I wasn't going to jump on that police officer's back and also get arrested because you started it.
Yeah.
That's my assumption with those two videos that I just watched, that those fans deserved it.
Yes.
That's my assumption.
Squabbling, man. Yeah, just like, but again, you never know because eventually, you know, like you said, the person, he's eventually going to get punched because he's going to do it again. You think somebody learned that
lesson? I don't think he learned his lesson. Yeah, you're right. He didn't learn his lesson, especially if he goes to somehow, like, tries to have some sort of legal action against Jason Kelce. And, like, Kelce, I don't know what even he would have to do, but, you know, sometimes how that goes, just settle or something. And then he gets a paycheck for being a jerk.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Whatever. I'll buy you a new phone, dork.
Yeah, I wish Jason Kelce would have DDT'd him into the sidewalk.
I wish he would have took money out of his pocket and dropped it on the floor, dropped it on the ground.
How much is it going to cost for me to punch you in the face?
Here's your new phone. And dropped it.
Don't do that. Don't yell mean stuff at anyone, let alone giant people that could punch your face to the back of your head.
Yes.
All right, we'll get to a college football corner in 15 minutes. Back page with Bo at 12:40. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. NFL trade deadline today.
Yeah, man. Going to happen at 2 o'clock.
Oh, 2? I thought it was 4.
No, it's going to happen on our show.
Yes. The Falcons trade window opens at 2 o'clock,
yes.
And the deadline happens at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
So whatever move they make will happen at some point in the first 2 hours of Dukes and Bell, because of course it will. Cowboys traded a fourth rounder to get Jonathan Mingo from the Panthers.
Well, Jerry did say they liked him. They liked him in the draft.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Yeah, Jerry said they liked him in the draft.
They just didn't want to. Yeah. Anyway, they got him. Za'Darius Smith is headed to the Lions from the Browns. I think it was a fifth and a sixth rounder, and the Browns got back a seventh as well. Uh-huh. Or sorry, the Lions got back a seventh as well.
Well, Carolina got a fourth and a fifth rounder this cycle for receivers.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, add some stuff.
They need everything.
Yeah, they do.
So
yeah, they do.
That'll help when the draft comes around. Because that's what they're focused on. But yeah, Za'Darius Smith is a name that we had talked about. He's an edge rusher. Quite solid career. He's having a pretty good year this year, too. And now he's headed to Detroit to help fill the void left by the Aiden Hutchinson injury. And now he goes from an absolute dumpster fire to the best team in the NFC.
Yeah. And it was crazy for him. Because they were trying to get him when Aiden was healthy.
Yeah,
and then it was like, okay, really then nice. That new quarterback energy with Jameis and everything, and could they win
that
again?
That wore off pretty quick,
didn't it? That wore off fast as hell. But, yeah, so you move on from him, and he's in a position where he's on a good team, and he's going to get a lot of opportunities to pass rush because of how this damn Lions offense scores points. They always put people behind, and then they just pin their ears back and go get them.
Yeah. They're a very good football
team. Yes, they are.
The Chiefs won the final game of the weekend last night, Monday Night Football. 30-24, overtime. Just an incredible performance by Patrick Mahomes. Really good performance by Baker Mayfield, too, really. Yep. That was a pretty fun game to watch, especially in the fourth quarter. The question at the end, though, was why the Bucs decided not to go for two. They score a touchdown late. It was about 25 seconds left, something like that. They score a touchdown. They're down one. They could have gone for two. They kicked the field goal or the extra point to go to overtime. Here's Todd Bowles after the game answering why.
Very minor. We wanted to get it to overtime with the wet conditions on the field. We felt like we had to go in overtime instead of go for two. So we had our shots. You know, we lost the
weird
game.
Answer?
Yeah. Well, okay, there's two things. Okay, the weather, whatever. Usually at a position for two, you go with your best two-point play. Mm-hmm. Did they run a best two-point play on the play before?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Did they run the best two-point play? I mean, that's just a lot of time. You should always have multiple two-point plays.
Got it.
Like, if you're the damn Eagles and his no wanting to take the extra point ass coach, they must have
40 two-point
plays. Yeah, but sometimes you can put your best play out there and everything. I don't understand what the weather had to do with anything. But, the crazy thing was how when the coin toss, it Baker's when as soon as the Bucks lost, Baker's like, damn.
Yeah, because Baker wanted to go for two. I'm sure.
I'm sure all the players would have loved to have gone for two. Yeah, but
you're in Kansas City,
and you know that was going
to
happen.
And you got a 50-50 shot of giving the ball to the damn Grim Reaper.
And you know what's going to happen.
And when you lose the coin toss, he gets the ball. They go down. They score a touchdown. Game over.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen.
Every week they find a way to win.
Yep, and DeAndre Hopkins was outstanding last night. Travis Kelce was outstanding. Great play by Tyree, though. Tyree knocked the ball, got the ball off of Trav one play.
He's been playing really good, man.
That young boy's been playing really, really good. And then we see Patrick Mahomes with the flip touchdown that's on TV right now. Hurt himself, went down. You're like, uh-oh, you don't want this guy.
Bad.
It did look bad.
Just weird, kind of.
But obviously he's got it back up. Because he saw Carson Wentz over there warming up. Like, hell no, Andy.
Now we're trying to win.
Now we're trying to win this game, man. we're trying to win this game.
Maybe they're 6-1 at the time and the record wasn't perfect. You'd be like, all right.
Maybe.
Let Wentz finish this one, see if he can do it.
Nah.
Now we got to stay unbeaten.
Nah. But no, I mean, they look good, man. They're undefeated. They're looking good. Yeah. Defense is still playing. They didn't have their best game last night, but they're still legit.
They look better offensively last night than they have all year.
And they're talking about this is a team, because right now we were talking earlier in the show about teams doing a fire sale or whatever, whatever. New Orleans got some good players. And I saw that Lattimore is rumored to the damn Chiefs. And so, like, if you get this day on that defense, come on, man. Come on, dog.
They're just going to add DeAndre Hopkins and Lattimore. Didn't they add that pass rusher from New England, too?
Yes.
Josh Uche?
Yes.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, watch yourself. Guard your grill.
Yeah.
Guard your grill.
He played. He had two tackles. Josh Uche.
Oh, he did?
Played.
Okay.
Yeah, he played last night. Had two tackles.
Yeah.
All right. We don't have time to do the Falcons topic that we were going to do, but we'll get to that later in the show. We'll get back to it at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Bengals made a trade. Khalil Herbert.
I like Khalil Herbert.
Yeah, he was very excited, too. Whenever you tweet, thank you, God, it lets you know stuff ain't going right in Chicago. Did you see that DJ Moore come out talking about? They asked him, did the coach lose the locker room? Basically saying, he didn't even answer and say no or nothing.
Right.
Like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
The Hail Mary took the soul from your team.
I guess it did. Because they were having a pretty nice start.
Yes.
And then they blow that game on the Hail Mary, and then the Cardinals pretty well blew him out on Sunday 29-9. So yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what it does. That'll happen. Like, it was that dumb of a play.
Yes.
And it wasn't just that, because remember Schlereth was on with us last Wednesday and he talked about 5 or 6 different terrible, dumb things that happened in that football game.
Yes.
But that's the kind of stuff that will lose you momentum and lose you a locker room. And I don't know. Maybe it did. Anyway, Khalil Herbert doesn't play for him anymore. Now he plays for the Bengals. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner. The first playoff rankings happen tonight. We'll tell you what we think that's going to look like coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Twenty minutes away from the back page with Bo here on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. The college football playoff rankings edition number 1 come out tonight. So commence freak out at about 7:30 tonight.
You think people will freak out more about this one?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, there's going to be some people that freak out, because I don't think it'll be anybody around here, because I think Georgia will be where they're supposed to be. But I think there's some undefeated teams that have been playing some pretty good ball that people still don't really buy, I think. Indiana, BYU, like schools like that are playing pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like, they can't choose who they play against.
Because Indiana's waxing
people. They
beat
the hell out of everybody.
Indiana's waxing people.
The game that they played on Saturday against Michigan State was the first time all year they've trailed.
Yes.
They went down 10-0, and then they responded with 47 unanswered.
Yes.
Like, they just destroy everybody.
Beat the hell out of
every
them.
Week. So, but still, people still don't really, they're like, well, they haven't really played anybody yet, and they won't really have a chance to until they play Ohio State. So, I don't know, again, they can't do anything. They're just destroying everyone. And if you watch them play, they look really good. Like, they do actually look good.
Right.
I don't know if I think that they're a national championship team, but they're really good. It's real what they're doing in Indiana, which is wild to say.
Yeah, it's great because we're watching that. You see, you remember the Saquon Barkley play is great.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
But the view from the bench,
uh-huh,
with Big Jarvis Davis and everybody, is the best part about it. Watching his teammates react to that damn play.
What did he just
what
do?
What the hell did he just do,
the
man?
The reverse hurdle?
Yes.
Like, jumping over a guy is – people completely underrate it. It's so ridiculous that people do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
To jump over another grown human in a game like that, and that other grown human's one of the greatest athletes that's ever lived,
mm-hmm,
let me just hurdle you and get an extra 15 yards,
yes,
down the field. So doing it anyway is outrageous. Just next time you're walking at work or whatever it is that you're doing, okay? Don't do it. But next time you're walking down the hallway or you're at the grocery store or something like that, just imagine – trying to hurdle over the person in the aisle next to you. Just try to jump over him.
Okay.
Don't do it.
I thought you were talking about, like, it worked. Don't do that.
No, I'm not
like,
saying
the only
don't
person here that's young enough to be able to jump over somebody is probably Dylan.
And he can't do it. Don't do it. No one can do it.
Probably Dylan.
Like,
that's
no, I'm not encouraging you to. I'm just saying for perspective. Just walk by somebody and be like, what would it take to jump over that person?
Right.
It would be almost impossible. You couldn't do it. You'd probably get hurt. And then imagine doing it backwards in an NFL football game. It was like a video game. It's like you hit the little jump stick.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Boing.
It was pretty crazy, though.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You know, we like getting stuff from the listeners, and we thank my man Big Will. He sent us a keychain bottle opener Falcon thingy. So appreciate you, my man, as always. And if anybody else want to send us some free stuff, we'll take it.
Yeah, or like some bottles to open.
Yeah, or some bottles to open the new bottle opener.
We got all these bottle openers, which is great. Shout out to Big Will.
Yeah, man.
No bottles to open.
Yeah.
We were talking about how infrequently these days, just with, you know, mostly cans. I'm mostly drinking cans of beer. Or if you're at a restaurant, they give you, you know, they pour it out of the tap. I don't drink a lot of bottled beers anymore.
No, me neither. And if I do get a bottle of beer, it's usually at a restaurant. And for the love of God, stop bringing me a glass.
Oh, you don't want a glass?
No.
You just drink it right out of the bottle?
Yeah.
Huh.
Why the hell would I would have got a draft.
Oh, yeah.
But then, I don't do that. When we go to restaurants or something, they say, well, we have in the bottle. That's fine. Bring in a bottle.
Oh, okay.
I don't need any glass.
Oh, I like to put it in a glass.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
even at home sometimes, you're going to like this.
Yeah.
At home, I'll open up a beer, can, whatever, put it right in a glass.
That's awesome.
I just
seems like it's too much work. Because you got to sit there and wait for it, the fizz to go down and all that other stuff.
If you pour it, right?
Just drink it.
Just a little pour.
All you got to do is just drink it.
Well, you do. Sure.
Crack it and sip.
You don't have to bring another dish into the equation,
yeah,
but I've decided that I want to.
That's another dish you got to wash.
That's true.
Yes.
And my dishwasher's getting tired.
Yeah.
Come on, Andy's having some more beers.
Yeah, man.
Just drink it out of the can, bro. Not going to do it.
Yeah.
I like to drink it out of a mason jar, actually. Makes me feel like Southern, kind of.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't really don't, but I never did it till I moved here, and now we got mason jars. And I'm like, I'll just put it in a mason jar.
Do y'all buy mason jars, or do you recycle a mason jar?
Kind of a combo.
Okay.
Kind of a combo of both. I bought a whole bunch of mason jars years ago when I was homebrewing my own kombucha. Yeah, so now we have those.
That's a real thing?
I did that, yeah. It was really good. I made a few batches of it, and it was fun.
Could you, for just me, what is kombucha?
It's like a fermented tea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's good, like, good for your gut health.
No, you made it?
Uh-huh.
From scratch?
Yeah. It takes like 3 weeks.
Oh, I never ever know that.
This is when I first moved to Atlanta and didn't have a job.
Right.
And so some hobbies. I was just picking up hobbies.
Okay. So, shout out. Cultivation actually brews kombucha.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, there's some good local kombucha spots.
I'm just picturing Andy, you know, because obviously you came to Georgia for your woman and everything like that. She had a job here and everything.
Yep.
And you're unemployed sitting on her couch
making kombucha. Yeah. Yep, it's a miracle that she married me. It's an absolute miracle. Yeah, no, it's against all odds. I still don't get it. got a job as a bartender at a golf course, and was doing Uber, driving Uber, and making kombucha in my spare time. Oh man, and not as Not a single line of that is a lie. That is all true.
This is love.
Yeah, maybe that's what she loves about me.
At least,
it was good kombucha.
But that's what I'm saying. At least you weren't sitting on your ass playing video games.
I can't do that.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not a good sitting on your ass
playing video games, borrowing her car.
No.
Like, baby, dropping her off at work. You know what I mean? At least you didn't do that.
Now, we did do that for a while. We did share one car and drop each other off at work.
But
for
I'm
a
saying,
while.
Okay, no, that took me. Never mind. Damn.
But it was my car.
But it was your car, exactly. Because that's all that matters. Yeah, you took her to work and everything like that.
Yeah, because we worked opposite schedules. So I'd drop her off in the middle, whatever, and she'd, you know, and we'd make it work.
There you go. This is love, baby.
And here we are.
There we go.
Look at us now.
This is love.
But that's why I have all this Mason jars.
Okay.
You want to do a college football corner?
We can do that.
All right.
Do we need the music?
No, I guess
okay.
not.
Oh,
but I like it. All right. So the college football playoff rankings will come out tonight. Feel pretty confident in what the order is going to be, although you threw a little bit of a wrench into my thought process because I didn't realize they were going to stack it like that.
Yes, and the reason why they said, and I thought the same thing as you, and Freaky mentioned it yesterday on the show, and so I went and looked, and then this morning they had the mock on TV, and that's how they did it. They had Oregon, Georgia, Miami, BYU in the bracket.
How did they decide that Oregon is ahead of Indiana and the Big Ten?
Because they have
the same record and they haven't played.
And that's the same thing with A&M and Tennessee and everybody. So I don't know.
So maybe what they're doing is, and now we're just spitballing, hopefully this is right, but maybe they're working out some of those tiebreakers that they have.
It could be.
Because that's how at the end of the season, there's a pretty good chance at least one of these Power Four conferences is going to end with a tie.
Correct.
For that third team, or maybe even both the teams that make the championship game at the end. So maybe that's what it is. I don't know if it's combined win percentage of conference opponents or whatever it is. So Oregon goes to number one, and they should be.
Mm-hmm.
They've got one of the best. I still think Georgia's win over Texas is the best win, but Georgia has a loss, so obviously they've got to be in front of them. I'll say this. Dylan Gabriel's a lot better than I thought.
Really?
Yeah. I thought he was good. I didn't think he was this good.
Oh, I kind of figured.
He is freaking good.
I kind of figured he was going to be good.
I think he's
been good everywhere he's been.
I know, but he's great now.
Because look what he has around
him.
Oregon is legit for real.
They are. Now, their best receiver did get hurt in the game against Michigan.
I just saw some news say that. They said good news.
Okay.
They said good news. They didn't specifically say if he's going to miss any time, but they did say they got some good news back on him.
Yeah, so they'll be one. Georgia will be two. Miami, who just, again, we talk about the Chiefs, can't lose, find ways to win.
Yes.
They mess around every week.
Now, they
ended up winning by three touchdowns on Saturday.
Their defense.
But they mess around every single Saturday, and then Cam Ward just comes from the top rope.
And we said this yesterday, Bunk, their defense just gives up plays. And if Duke's quarterback, the kid that was at Texas, go all willy-nilly, just throwing the ball up for grabs, they might have made it a game.
They played good for 2.5 quarters, and then they just started making dumb mistakes. And again, Cam Ward just was like, all right, enough.
Yes.
Enough. Let's let's start scoring touchdowns on every play.
So damn good.
And then BYU 4, all right, I'll be honest with you, don't know a ton about them. They beat the hell out of people.
They always somewhere. They're going to upset somebody or something like this, or they're just playing well in that conference. And I think that that when you look at, you know, just that Big 12, I mean, it was all about Iowa State. I do think Iowa State would have probably been in front of them if Iowa State didn't just get upset by Texas Tech at home.
Yeah.
I do think that.
Yeah, and again, but that's that conference, though.
Yeah.
Like, none of them, and maybe BYU is, and they can prove it throughout the final month of the season, but no one in the Big 12 seems to be all that much better than anyone else in the Big 12. Also, no one in the Big 12 seems to be all that much worse than anyone in the Big 12.
It's going to be tightly contested.
Yeah.
It's going to be tightly contested.
The worst team in the conference is Oklahoma State.
Yes.
They're 0-6 in conference.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
they're 0-6.
You hear Gundy went on a little rant. He's all mad about, I don't know.
What is he mad about now?
His fans that criticize their team aren't good providers for their families.
What?
Pretty much is what he said. He was like, yeah, well, they don't want to criticize us. They're not taking care of their business. They're not paying their bills. They're like, whoa, hang on a second, man.
What are you talking about?
It was very, if you can find it, we can play it later.
I don't want
it. It's very ridiculous.
He's really annoying to me.
Yeah, man, and he's won a lot of games, and he's a fine college football coach. But boy, does he get mad when people criticize him.
And that's the thing about it.
He cannot take criticism.
And that's the crazy thing about it is, you know, sit your ass down.
Yeah, Utah, who everybody thought was going to be good, 1-4 in that conference. And don't look now. Don't look now.
Buffaloes.
Colorado.
Yeah, man.
4-1 in conference.
Yeah. I mean, they got
ranked 21st.
They're going to need some, because I don't know, do they play BYU or anything?
They're going to need some magic.
They're going to need some magic.
Is what they're going to need, because they're pretty good, but they're not.
They're not that good.
No, they don't play BYU. Now, they would play them in the conference championship game if they were able to get there. They got Texas Tech, Utah, Kansas, and Oklahoma State. That's a nice finish. They might go 10-2.
They might go 10-2. Because I know they made a
they
big
beat Texas Tech this weekend. They might go 10-2.
You see Texas Tech riding high, too.
Oh, that's this weekend.
Yeah, Texas Tech riding. Where's that at? Is it in Lubbock?
It is.
Oh, it's in Lubbock? Okay.
It is.
All right. I mean, that was a great game they played against Iowa State. In the rain. No, I didn't give them a chance. I think I might have went 0-4 my picks last week.
I think
because,
I did, too.
Because damn, Baltimore. No, because Baltimore went playing around with Denver. And I think I took – oh, yeah, and Ole Miss just beat the hell.
Oh, yeah, we both pick Arkansas.
Ole Miss beat the hell out of Arkansas. And we talked yesterday about – in South Carolina, I mean, all day, that's all everybody kept talking about.
Saw that one coming.
Saw that coming. Yeah. I didn't see beatdown coming.
Didn't see 44-20 coming.
I didn't see beatdown coming.
You could have told me 44-31. Something like that. I would have bought that. But, yeah, they beat the absolute hell out of Texas A&M. That Rocket Sanders sure can play running back.
He's a nice player.
God, he's a good player. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. Thanks for being with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy, Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Get back into some Falcons conversation as they get ready for the Saints this Sunday. We just were looking at the broadcast crews because we were like, it's been nice to have Greg Olson.
Yeah.
He does a really good job. Yeah. That's cool. We both were just sure of who it was going to be this Sunday.
Yes.
But it isn't. It's going to be Greg Olson again.
Yeah.
On TV, obviously, Wes and Dave here on the
radio.
We
need Tom to call a game.
Yeah, okay.
Do we need Tom Brady to call a game? I don't care. I mean, Tom's gotten better.
Doing fine.
Yeah, he criticized the officials, which whatever. And they, you know, they frown upon that.
Oh, right, he's not allowed to because he's an owner.
They frown upon that in his 5%, which is a whole lot of damn money in that 5%.
Yeah.
But it's funny because we were talking about the Raiders, and my main man, one of my favorite people ever on this I've ever met is Norv Turner. And Norv's retired, living in Southern California, him and Miss Nancy drinking wine. And everything just cooling, enjoying retirement. I got to invite to a party next year. It was this past year. But I could make that one. But anyways, so he's coming back to the Raiders. The Raiders are hiring him as a consultant. Norv Turner. Because AP just fired his whole offensive staff.
Yep.
So bringing Norv to come back to be the overseer. Now, they got a bye week this week. Mm-hmm. And so, but Norv, like I know Norv, said, if I'm coming, Scott's coming. And Scott is his son.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott's capable offensive coordinator. So to me, it seems like that Scott's going to be the OC in Vegas.
Yeah, probably.
Being overseen by his father.
Uh-huh. And by overseeing, Norv will be there.
Yes, Norv will be there.
Seems like a good gig.
Norv will be there.
Collect a couple checks at the end of the year.
My thing is, I'm looking at like
Southern California.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, when I saw that, I'm like, Norv put down the wine, huh? What the hell wrong with you? And I'd be standing my ass, because I think where he lives, like, in Santa Barbara somewhere, like in that area.
Okay.
I'd be chilling.
Beautiful coast.
Chilling.
He's done what he needs to do. Why do He's I won need to, Super Bowls.
Why do I need to work again?
Don't really.
No.
But I guess it's just like maybe they made him an offer he can't refuse.
That could be it. He's close with the Davis family.
Maybe it's a good way to get his son kind of in there.
He's already, like, Scott's already been an offensive coordinator in the NFL.
Right, but now he's back in that building.
There. Maybe.
How close are they? Because if they're turning back the clock, we're running things back. Yeah. How close are they to calling Lane Kiffin?
They're not going to call Lane Kiffin.
Why
again.
Not?
No.
Put 63 points up on Saturday.
No. Lane is not going back there.
They hired him when he had never done anything.
Yeah, I know. That was Al.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that was Al.
But Al was better at it than his son is.
I don't know.
At least at one point he was. Not the last 10 years.
Because he hired Dennis Allen, too.
He did.
If I'm Dennis Allen, I make sure that I wouldn't even drive a car. Why would give me a van?
Did Lane do something there that he wasn't supposed to do or something like that?
Probably.
Based on rumors of other stops.
Yeah, but if I'm Dennis Allen, I'm driving a van or a truck from now on. I don't want to see a car. I don't want to think about it. Derek Carter got this man fired for two jobs. Got him fired for two jobs.
I didn't know where you were going with that. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I can't mess with this dude no more.
No more cars.
Just trucks and vans.
Or like a motorcycle.
Yeah,
maybe.
A motorcycle something.
Yeah, like a nice, like a throwback.
I ride a moped before I ride a car.
Nothing wrong with a moped. Used to drive
I know you had one.
Used to ride one of those around pretty frequently. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
You were that guy, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Holding up traffic.
No.
With a helmet on.
Oh, you have to. I'm not trying to die. Yeah, don't ride a moped with no helmet. That's dangerous.
With a helmet on.
Yeah, and imagine how big that helmet must have had to have been. It was a very large helmet. Hey, Bo.
Don't you have to wear like knee pads and elbow pads with mopeds?
I didn't.
They fall in the same category as like a motorized bicycle,
like a
right?
scooter. No, I just wore a I wore my helmet and some goggles.
Always, always have a slight.
You had to wear goggles, otherwise the wind would make your eyes water.
Always have a slight admiration of the bravery of moped drivers because they will get those little bitty things up on 85 doing 20 miles.
Now mine
an hour.
Couldn't do that. Mine was a 49cc engine, so it topped that at about 37 miles an hour downhill.
Yeah.
So oh. we're doing surface streets.
You were brave enough.
In the city.
Okay.
Surface streets in the city for the most part.
Not the best start in the world for the Norcross 10U Lady Blue Devils last night as we do start our playoff run. We dropped a game to the host team of the, I think it's called the Decula Fall Classic or whatever. We lost to Decula last night, 5-4. Juice Johnson pitches a great game, goes three more innings, strikes out six more, I don't know what they call themselves, Falcons, I guess.
Okay.
Pitched herself in and out of some trouble in the second and third inning. Didn't give up, but I think maybe two runs. But we made silly mistakes. There were some questionable calls and ended up losing the game. So we onward to Friday night.
Onward! Onward.
That's in the rear view.
Yeah.
Onward!
That's why the windshield is so much bigger than the rear view mirror, because
right.
you got to focus on what's ahead of you.
What's ahead of us. Let me give a special shout out. So we've already played this team, beat them during the regular season. This is the team that BJ, who is a listener and who's probably listening right now, is one of the coaches of. Gave me a shout-out last night as we met at the batting cages. Andy, he was actually at the Hammerheads watch party, and he's probably going to be at Mazzy's on Sunday.
Very tall.
Tall guy, 6'5"-ish, right? I would say. Beard, but not a flub, thick beard.
Yeah.
Y'all playing each other's team?
We played last night.
Oh, I don't care about him.
Oh, he's a listener, so we like giving shout-outs to listeners.
No, we appreciate the listeners, but
on the softball field,
we don't care about his squad.
BJ, you better
you
hope we don't cross you again.
Yeah, you better see. Yeah, we ain't for all that friendly, nice ha-has, all right? Okay? BJ, thank you. But no, BJ, no, we don't – no, Bo.
Yeah, outside the softball field, cool.
No, man,
on
no.
The softball
yeah, he showed up to the Hammerheads.
You got to keep it on, Bo. You don't turn it off.
I think he told me he played hoops overseas.
You don't turn it off.
Yeah.
So y'all kind of mentioned this a little bit yesterday. Braves making some moves in the last couple of days. Some really fly through these. Chris Sale does win his first ever Gold Glove. He is expected to win the Cy Young. That'll be November 20th when we find that out. So they picked up the contract on Ozuna, did not on Darno or Luke Jackson, which I'm sure you're very upset about, Randy. And then we find out yesterday.
Who's that?
Luke Jackson?
Oh, I don't know who that is.
77?
He played hoops at Oregon.
No. 77 just had an opportunity. I just saw
77 had
77
surgery.
Had surgery. That's the only 77
Joe
Jimenez, I know.
No, this 77 just had surgery.
Yeah,
right.
that's
77.
I don't know no 77.
I think Luke Jackson played with the Cavs early in LeBron's career.
Yep, I know exactly. You're talking about Oregon.
Played at Oregon with Luke Jackson.
We found out yesterday that new 77, Joe Jimenez, had knee surgery.
Yeah.
Just about a week ago.
So he's going to miss the whole year.
8 to 12 months.
When did that happen? Like,
I don't. It was a cleanup procedure, from what I read.
And it's taken a year.
That happened in one. Well, any kind of knee surgery.
They must have found some stuff in there.
Yeah. Do some stuff. So hurry back, Joe, as the off season has begun. Man, let's hope the Braves make some moves this summer. This winter.
You made a disgusted sound. What were you upset about?
You know, I love Lil D.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
I think that they may still offer Lil D something.
Okay, this
he's a backup catcher for $8 million. That's kind of a lot of money.
Right.
And they did extend a qualifying offer to Max Fried for $21 million.
They did. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I won't say he had a great year, but he had good stretches last year.
Sure.
So you're saying the $21 million to Max Fried?
It's a qualifying offer. It's a one-year $21 million. Okay. It's what they basically have to do.
Yeah, it's a formality.
Okay. And then he's going to turn it down
Max
and search elsewhere. But
chuckle
you don't know.
And move on.
Well, I mean, we may still be in that fight.
Maybe.
It's just we're not going to pay him $30 million a year like the Dodgers.
He's also not going to sign a one-year deal.
Also correct. I sat on this one all of next week. Or last week, shout out to Panthers reporter Sheena Quick. And y'all may have heard this audio by now because I pulled this the day that she got it, which was like last Wednesday. But it wasn't very appropriate last week as the Panthers and the Giants are playing in Germany this week.
Oh,
Sheena Quick catches up to Xavier Leggett asking him what he's going to be doing in Germany. And Xavier's just worried about what kind of food he might be getting.
I just hope they got some good food. I'm a picky eater, so I just hope they got something I can eat.
They have good chocolate.
I don't eat candy like this.
Excuse me?
Well, what are your no-goes? You say you're a picky eater. What are your no-goes?
Yeah, I don't eat seafood. I don't eat like peppers and onions and all that.
Okay.
I don't really eat vegetables like this.
What? So you eat like pizza?
Yeah. And like I just started eating the spaghetti. I eat like string beans and green peas.
But that's not a surprise for some reason. Do they have to be cooked in bacon grease? Do they have to be cooked in bacon grease?
No. It ain't like that.
Pasta?
Yeah, I eat some pasta.
Okay.
Yeah, I eat some pasta.
Chicken, steak, all the regular stuff.
Yeah,
all
no
regular. Seafood, though?
No, I'm allergic.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll give you that one.
I'm gonna not. If I'm him, I love it. I'm not doing no more interviews.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Leave me the hell alone.
You're just making fun of me now.
You're making fun of me now. All right, leave me the hell alone. I don't want to do interviews. I don't want to do nothing. Y'all are just making fun of me now.
At this point, did he say chocolate?
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 Chocolate.
Only chocolate. Chocolate.
Chocolate? Yeah.
Allergic.
Leave him alone.
Well, no, he's allergic to seafood. That's fine.
Can we get this going? I want to go on a hog hunt with Xavier Legutt. All right?
You do?
If we can put together maybe a station trip, maybe some listeners can come or something. We can get together with Willie P over there in Charlotte and get made listeners from there, listeners from here. Let's just go on a hog.
Yeah, I think you guys should do that.
I think y'all should do that. I'll just wait till the end results when it's cooked.
Yeah, we'll cook up some bacon.
I love to eat
whatever
you catch.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
Yeah, I'll eat some poke now. But I ain't got time to go there.
No offense to any of the people that you mentioned, but I don't think I'm going on a hog hunt with you and Willie P.
No.
No, I'm saying maybe we can get them in on it. I don't know if Willie P. would want to go on a hog hunt.
I don't think Willie P. knows how to handle it.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think Willie's hunting too many hogs.
Yeah, I hope he not handle it.
So we didn't get a great pregame speech from Jameis this week, or at least I haven't.
Probably why they lost.
And they did lose, so you're not going to get a lot of postgame. But we did get a little bit of Jameis telling us what motivates him for his pregame speeches.
Bro, listen, this is who I am. Like a lot of people, if you spend time trying to figure out who is this guy, you're wasting your time. All right, that's just who I am. I'm not rehearsing things. What I am rehearsing is our plays. If you want to hear me call a play call out, I'll rehearse that for you. I am doing that in the mirror. I am having my wife call out plays and stuff like that. So if you want to see some rehearsal stuff, find me going over the playbook.
Straight up off the cuff, Jameis Winston does his pre-game huddles, no rehearsing.
I believe it to an extent. Like some of it, at least he had like an idea.
Right.
You know, like some of that stuff doesn't just come to you in the moment.
No.
But yeah, I think a lot of it is probably.
But plenty of like player scrums. It takes a gifted person to give a speech, and everybody listens. Like everybody talks about the Ray Lewis thing. Because I've been around when people talk like Kell Spikes was great. He was great and everything, and he's country, so that makes it even funnier when he's country. And so Jason Taylor gave great speeches. Obviously, Junior Seau.
You're mentioning there's one other thing about all these guys.
They're great players.
Very good.
They're very
great
good players.
Hall of Fame
they're
players.
They're great players. They're great players.
Yeah. Jameis deserves to be in the Hall of Fame of speeches.
I don't know, because that damn Eat Them Dubs.
Yeah,
Eat Them Dubs keeps him out.
That
he's
great.
He's a funny speaker.
No.
Speech giver.
The Eating the Dubs was whack as hell.
But there was
but
context
him
behind
putting
it.
It in his mouth.
Have you ever heard
and him
explain
him
that?
Fucking on his fingers.
I don't know where his fingers are.
No. We grown, Jameis. We grown. All right? We grown, Jameis. Show your ass down.
I bet there is like a speech giver Hall of Fame, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably something like
that.
If
there is, I nominate
Jameis Winston.
All right.
See
if we can get him on the ballot.
That dude made an eating noise.
He did. That was a part of the speech.
The noise. I'm telling you, I would have walked my ass. That's usually.
Which is also proof that it's not made up because he gave you the context for it and where it came from. That was planned. That was he rehearsed that one and was like, I'm going to get these guys fired up this Sunday.
We're eating dubs.
And I think they won.
But I love it, though.
Too.
I'm glad he does it. Jameis is one of one. We need more unique individuals like Jameis Winston. There's no doubt about that. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well. We'll talk some Georgia Bulldogs with him. Certainly happy to beat Florida, but big conversation about Carson Beck to be had for sure. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.